Amen. Gathering with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Isn't that a beautiful image for us to imagine on this special Sunday? Well, as we gather at this time, friends, to name and to honor the saints in our own Cokesbury congregation, we do so thinking about how they are joined with the church triumphant. Today we say their names out loud. We thank God for their witness in our lives. And again, we join together with Christians and communities of faith across the world this day who are doing the same thing, naming and honoring the dear ones among us. So if you're worshiping with us online today, you are going to see a picture of each one of these saints. And we invite you maybe to share in the comments if there is a name of a saint in your own life whom you would like to honor this year. And for those of us who are physically gathered here together today, we will light a candle as the name of each saint is read and a bell will ring. As we do so, we also invite you to hold in your hearts, picture in your minds those dear ones who have gone on as well. This time, I want to invite you to stand, and I invite people who are at home to stand, and I invite people who are gathered here to stand, and let us offer our thanks to God for the saints of God. Today, we thank God for Catherine K. McKinney. For Mary Harbison. For Julie Miebach. For Arlene Newton. For Betty Lee. For Harry Austin. For Constance Connie Peterson. For Donald Don Stinson. For Richard Scott Bailey. For Nell Cotton. For Jim Bonet. For Gregory Greg Weatherly II. For Marion Beck. For Donald Don Kilpatrick. For Betty Reynolds. For Joan Johnson. For Charles Avery. For Mary Clower. For William Bill Allen. For Willene Lemaster. for Leroy Charlie. Friends, as we honor these saints, will you pray with me? Generous and gracious God, we do give you thanks for those who have gone before us who now belong to the communion of saints. God, we thank you for ordinary persons with laughter in their eyes and kindness in their deeds. We thank you for the dear ones with compassionate hearts and listening ears. We thank you for the hope-filled faithful, those who saw light in the midst of darkness and potential when others saw dead ends. God, we thank you for strong ones who remained faithful in times of crisis, who endured suffering yet remained joyful, who fought for justice when they could have chosen comfort. We thank you, God, for young ones and old ones, those who were vulnerable and those who were powerful, those known by many and those known by few. In these days, our God, of global pandemic, even as our hearts are overwhelmed by the sheer numbers of those who have died, most merciful God, we claim that each one of them is known by you. Each one is beloved by you, made in your image and therefore precious and dear. And so, our God, as we walk in the shadow of the saints who go before us, we give you thanks now and always for their lives here on earth, and for the ways they helped shape us and form us and make us who we are. We pray that each one, that each memory will be for a blessing, and that because of their witness, we too will live lives of deep faith, deep mercy, deep justice, deep love, and deep grace. Our God, we thank you for the saints on this day. Amen.
Revelation chapter 7. Verses 9-19. Hear the word of the Lord. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the Lamb's blood. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. They are the ones who are seated on the throne with shelter around them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we are grateful this morning to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth, to hear the names of the loved ones called out, Lord God, those that have been saints within our church, those that are saints within our homes and within our families, those who are saints around the world. We thank you for this moment, O God. May it be pleasing unto you all that we do in our lives. We trust you, O God, and we love you, and we worship your holy name, for you are worthy of all the praise. In God's name we do pray, and all of God's children said what? I can't hear you. Amen. Have you heard when people say, use your outside voices? Are we outside? Hallelujah. Okay. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen, amen, amen. So stay with me for just a moment. Blue moon, full moon, Halloween, hurricane, time change, Holy Communion, All Saints, and an election. How has your week been? But it's good today to be reminded that Sunday, this day, the day that the Lord has made, the day that we are called to rejoice and be glad in it, is also the first day of the week. And the shelter of the Lord has come our way. Christ is guiding us this morning to the springs of the water of life. And God is wiping away every tear from our eyes. Though we looked at the Revelation passage, I want us also to consider another passage in Scripture today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, where the Apostle Paul, with the knowledge and the history of the schisms within the churches, the factions and the cliques, begins the salutation of his letter with confidence. He says to the people of Corinth, I, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and our brother Sothenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who are in every place, call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. During this hour of worship and celebration, what a glorious day. What a glorious day it is to keep in mind that you, beautiful, gorgeous people of God, are called to be saints. We have such a misunderstanding of what it means to be a saint. I know some of you may have in your mind the Saints-Bears game this afternoon, but that's not the kind of saint I'm talking about. Often we think of saints in the way that we may think of angels, or at the very least, well-known people from the past, such as Mother Teresa. But in the Bible, a saint is simply a follower of Jesus Christ. The people described as saints were very much human. They were called, they were holy, and they were dedicated in terms of attitude and commitment. They were real people and far from perfect. Fishermen, doctors, teachers, robbers, you name it. Sometimes they disagreed with one another, but they were on a journey to follow Jesus Christ. This day, you are called to be saints, persons who belong to God. See, the Apostle Paul, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ in this Corinthian passage alone, proclaims believers everywhere as belonging to one another, belonging to God's family. There are those who are granted the power to call upon the shared name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we as the church become a true family. In the midst of an election, in the midst of national and natural disasters, hardships and heartbreaks, you are called to be a saint with those who have gone before us, with those who are currently present with us, and with those who are all over the world. Because we are family of faith. I have to admit, I personally have a problem walking around calling myself a saint. After all, I do have a keen memory of all, well, some of the things that I've done throughout my life. I mean, even this week alone. And you may have the same problem as well, not wanting to be called a saint. But thank God for God's grace. We saints are people who belong to God and called to be God's people. See, as communion of saints, we strive to live holy lives, praying together, praying for each other, standing not in judgment but in love, and crossing the threshold of familiarity to nurture and comfort others in our shared faith and life together. The word saint emphasizes that a saint is not only the one who is made holy, but also the one who is blessed by God. We are a priesthood of believers who bear witness to Christ in the world. Because you are called to be sanctified, continuously growing in the faith out of your love for Jesus Christ, we are saints. See, holiness is simply not a personal attribute. It is a collective effort among us as the people of God. See, we, along with the memories of those who lived, taught, mentored, served, loved, gave, fought for justice, prayed fervently, and then passed on in the faith, we, along with those names that we've called, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, friends, families, neighbors, strangers, we are all among with them this great cloud of witnesses. Think about this very impressive scene that we talked about in Revelation. This is what we believe in our faith, and it brings comfort to our souls that we, along with those who have gone on in the faith, we continue to stand and be together. You may have heard some of the shared stories of all of those who have gone before us. Maybe they're a family member of yours. Maybe you heard stories while you served in mission to the community. These stories of our saints, of the names we have called, recalling the beautiful hands that planted gardens and flowers around our campus. Memories of lessons taught in Sunday school and Bible classes. Names that consistently served in community and church leadership. Maybe they even corralled the youth on mission trips. They shared stories of nurturing your children, or maybe you as children. So I ask this day, as I tend to each week when we gather together, when your name is called on All Saints Day, and you are with the Lord as envisioned within our Revelation passage, will you be remembered as the one who was blessed by God? You are all called to be saints, to experience today what awaits us later. Our text message says that there was a great crowd that no one could number. They were from every nation, every tribe, people, and language. They were standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They wore white robes and held palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, "Victory belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." The text goes on to tell us that these people have come out of great hardship. They have washed their robes and made them white in the Lamb's blood. They have washed their robes and made them white in the Lamb's blood. Think about this. Washing a robe in something that would normally stain, but instead cleanses and purifies. See, through their relationship with God, through our relationship with God, not only were they called to be saints and went on as saints, we are called to be saints in this moment. The text continues to say this is the reason that they are before God's throne. They worship him day and night in his temple, and the one seated on the throne will shelter them. They won't hunger or thirst anymore, nor sun or scorching heat will be beat down on them, because the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them, will protect them, will guide them, will be with them, will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every single tear from their eyes. If you don't want to be in that place, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, comfort. Find comfort today, all of God's people. This passage is not only a statement, but it is an invitation, a place of comfort and hope, where we encourage and invite others into this family of faith, where they too, through grace and an ever deepening with relationship with God, are called to be saints, serving, mentoring, growing, teaching, giving of themselves out of their love for God. We are celebrating our union with those for whom Christ died throughout time and every place, from every nation, from every tribe, all people, and all languages. A union established by our common baptism, a union where we know the heart of God is full of mercy, a union of compassion and grace, a union of steadfast love for all. So I want you to say your loved one's name, or friend, or neighbor, parent whose faithfulness in Jesus Christ has them gathered around this throne, worshiping God day and night. So we gather and we give thanks for all those who are joined in eternal fellowship with Jesus Christ, clarifying our own call to help those in need, to live into the promise that God stands with us in moments of loss and distress. Paul is writing to an imperfect people and encouraging them in their faith walk, while Revelation is giving us hope. Called to be saints. Called to be together with all those in every place for us today and in every time. I love how James Howell so eloquently reminds us that these friends of God, these saints, are not superhuman. They do not possess an extra layer of muscle. They are not taller. They do not sport superior IQs. They are not richer. And their parents are no more clever than our parents. They have no bat-like perception that enables them to fly in the dark. They are and were flesh and blood, just like you and me. No more stronger, no more intelligent. And that is the point. They simply offered themselves. They simply offered themselves to a living God. Flesh and blood, just like us. So today, as we remember those saints who have gone on, as we remember them through our table of grace, we give thanks for those who have prayed for us, for those who have walked with us, for those who are now living in the presence of God. And through their life and Jesus Christ, we have hope. Not only in our dying, but also in all of our living. We are called to be saints. So let us remember their faithful witness. Because God transformed their lives and continues to transform ours. You are called to be saints and people, beautiful, beautiful people of God, called to witness God at work. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.